This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Armed Myanmar police fired into a group of unarmed anti-coup protesters in Yangon on Tuesday, shooting on the run as they charged forward through debris-strewn streets. It was not immediately clear what sort of ammunition they were using. There is no information yet about injuries. The assault happened in the district of Myanmar's largest city, which is also home to the country's most notorious prison. Footage provided by the independent broadcast media organization Democratic Voice of Burma showed police making a number of arrests, including several women. They also showed a unit of soldiers backing up the operation. Confrontations between police and crowds of mainly young people fiercely opposed to the military junta that overthrew the elected government a month ago have been ongoing in the area for the past few days. Security forces have stepped up the intensity of their operation to crush the civil disobedience movement that has all but brought the country to a standstill. And the UN has said that it is believed that at least 18 people in several cities were killed on Sunday alone when security forces opened fire to disperse demonstrating crowds. Funerals are being held Tuesday for several of the victims. Hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls abducted last week from a boarding school in northwestern Zamfara State have been released. That's according to the state's governor. Zamfara State Governor Bello Marawali announced that 279 girls have been freed. The government last week said 317 had been kidnapped. Gunmen abducted the girls from the government girls' junior secondary school town on Friday, and the latest in a series of mass kidnappings of students in the West African nation. More at voanews.com.